The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Benjamin Dolly. Spring has sprung in Central Virginia. Flowers are blooming and insects are buzzing with excitement. VPM's Morning Edition host Phil Niles spoke with entomologist and host of What's Bugging You, Dr. Art Evans, to find out what pollinators are native to Virginia and what we can do to attract them in our gardens.
Well, bees top the list. Most of the bees that we have here that are native to Virginia are solitary bees. So those are the ones that you want to encourage by planting native plants and also leaving patches of bare ground where they nest in the ground. Don't confuse these bees with European honeybees that live in hives. Those were brought in by the colonists years ago to pollinate European plant crops. But the native bees that we have here are critical for pollinating native plants. Bumblebees are also a familiar pollinator around here. We have several species in the Central Virginia area, and all of them are native too.
How have changes in climate and weather patterns in Virginia impacted these insects?
Well, this is something that's the studies are ongoing. The sad truth is we don't know because we haven't been giving insects the attention they need, especially here in Virginia. One of the big concerns is that there'll be a mismatch between when the flowering plants come out and the pollinators are available to pollinate them. And we're seeing that some plants are blooming earlier and earlier, but the pollinators aren't necessarily always there ready to pollinate those plants.
Now, what can we do to make sure pollinators are thriving in our neighborhoods? What kind of plants can attract and support them during the spring and summer?
The best thing to do is plant native plants that are indigenous to your particular region. And the Virginia Native Plant Society has a series of regional guides to help you select just the right plants for your particular area. And also soil type makes a difference. One thing to keep in mind, too, is that we need to stop using pesticides of any kind outdoors and minimize the amount of fertilizers that we're using. And one of the ways to do that is get rid of the lawn. I've always been talking about lose the lawn, leave the leaves. Every year we rake up all the leaves and throw them away, which is just nonsense. They make a good soil cover. They keep the moisture in the soil. They provide hiding places and egg-laying places for insects and other wildlife. So it's a great idea to consider minimizing the lawn at the very least and always leave the leaves on the ground.
Now, are there any insects you want to avoid having in your garden or around your plants during the spring?
That's an interesting question. I can't think of any insects that I like to avoid. In my own yard, I prefer not to have yellow jackets nesting in the yard, and that's usually luck of the draw. If they find an abandoned burrow or a gap in the soil, they can certainly start a nest there. We had a yellow jacket nest once in our yard, and it was pretty exciting. But once we knew it was there, we learned to avoid it. They didn't bother us. We didn't bother them. But I can't say there are any insects that you would want to avoid, save for, now that I'm thinking about it, you don't want any mosquitoes in your yard. And the best way to avoid that is to remove all sources of standing water. So any children's toys, flower pots, stopped up rain gutters, that stack of tires that you have in your yard, anything that serves as a water receptacle, you want to deal with that to make sure that you don't have mosquitoes breeding in those water tanks. And that'll make your working in your garden much more pleasant, too, because the adults won't be out there nibbling on you every time you step out.
This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.